Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, where we highlight all the positive things happening at the primary level. On today's program, Red Hills Primary School officially moves away from all-age school status. We hear from the staff and students of this new school on the block. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Goodbye, Red Hills All Age, and hello, Red Hills Primary School. After extensive renovation, the Ministry of Education officially rebranded and reopened the institution as a fully-fledged primary school. The school, which has been up and running since September, now boasts 19 new classrooms, a library, wheelchair ramps, an administrative block, performing arts and multipurpose rooms, an upgraded playfield, and a multipurpose hardcourt. It can also accommodate 630 students. Speaking at the official reopening ceremony held in late February, school principal and 33-year educator Lorna Hector says the new facilities, especially the new classrooms, are a much-needed upgrade.
Most classrooms were separated by chalkboards, which negatively impacted on the teaching and learning.
The principal also expressed gratitude to the parents, teachers, community members, and other stakeholders who played a role in achieving the upgrade.
Thanks to the effort of all stakeholders responsible for the building of this brand new edifice.
Grade 5 and special education teacher Cheryl Lee says the school's upgraded appearance has been having a positive impact on the wider community.
Just when you're on the compound and you're watching people walking or driving by, everyone, even when they see it every day, everyone has to look. It is like a jewel, a rose among thorns. And because of that, you have a feeling of pride and you just want to take care of what's has been given to the community and to ensure that it survives another 200 years.
President of the Red Hills Primary Parent Teachers Association, Utelda Simpson, expressed similar sentiments.
Previously, the children didn't have a space to play. They were amongst grave, but now they are free to play. And honestly, I'm feeling really good.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says upgrading Red Hills All Age to primary status is in keeping with the ministry's overall plans to create a place for Jamaican students at every level of the education system.
I am so glad that you have moved away from an all-age school to be a primary school. Based on the interests of the community, which it has been displayed in agitating for the building of this new school plant, I see that the school is already in good hands. I trust that this school will go from strength to strength, and the Ministry of Education joins in the worthy endeavor that you have begun. Parents of Red Hills, there is no need to send your children down the hill for primary education. Let them grow where they are planted, right here.
The minister urged the school administrators and community members to foster a community of care around the new school to help maintain the refurbished facilities as well as encourage the students to strive for the best. Naturally, the students at Red Hills Primary are thrilled to have the new facilities. Here's youngster Joel Platt.
It's a good school because it's a great school of education and it is better than the previous school because we have more accommodation and a good play field and a netball court. I like the colors and it's a very great school.
Paul Chakai Graham has this message for fellow students who might be thinking of messing up the school.
Should keep it clean because if visitors come here, they can see that we're very intelligent students.
The last word goes to young Ray J. Marshall.
The school is better than the previous one because it has more rooms, better bathroom facilitation.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. Don't forget to join us again next week. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, and this has been Jamaica's Promise.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.